大家平安。
Peace to everyone.
今天下午我们来学习建立家庭的祭坛。
This afternoon our study is to build a family altar.
我们请看利未记。
Let's turn to the book of Leviticus.
第六章。
Leviticus chapter 6.
利未记的六章。
Leviticus chapter 6.
第十二节。
Verse 12.
利未记第六章的十二节。
Leviticus chapter 6, verse 12.
坛上的火要在其上常常烧着，不可熄灭。祭是要每早晨在上面烧柴，并要把燔祭摆在坛上，在其上烧平安祭生的脂油。请读。
And the fire on the altar shall be kept burning on it; it shall not be put out. And the priest shall burn wood on it every morning, and lay the burnt offering in order on it. And he shall turn on it the fat of the peace offerings.
十三节，在坛上必有常常烧着的火，不可熄灭。
13. The fire shall always be burning on the altar; it shall never go out.
这是神晓谕摩西的话。
This is what God spoken to Moses.
当百姓出了埃及之后
，Other people went out of Egypt.
在旷野要敬拜神。
They were trying to worship God in the wilderness.
要跟神建立关系。
They want to build a relationship with God.
这是要筑坛献祭。
So they had to build an altar and offer sacrifice.
献祭就是跟神建立关系一个最重要的环节。
Offering sacrifice is one of the most important parts in building a relationship with God.
为什么人要献祭呢？
Why do people need to make sacrifice?
因为人有罪。
Because men have sin.
有罪的人不能靠近神。
Those who have sinned cannot draw close to God.
所以为了要反省自己的罪。
So in order to reflect upon a person's sin.
向神献上赎罪祭。
They had to offer the sacrifices for sin.
透过牲畜的血。
Through the blood of the livestock.
希望那个牲畜可以代替人的罪。
That livestock take place of man's sin.
第二个理由。
Second reason.
献祭就是要感恩。
Offering means that you give your thanks.
神祝福以色列百姓一年丰收了。
God bless the Israelites that they have a lot of abundant harvest.
生活很平安。
They have peaceful life.
牛羊又生牛羊，牛羊越来越多了。
They have livestock upon livestock, and they have a lot of them.
那么从自己的牛羊中选一些好的、完美的。
And from their livestock, they find the choicest and the perfect ones.
拿到祭司那边来献祭。
They give it to the priest to give offering.
透过献祭。
And through us making sacrifice.
人跟神之间的罪，人的对神的罪，人犯的罪得到赦免。
That the sin that man committed to God is being forgiven.
神的平安就领到。
And God's peace bestowed upon them.
透过献祭。
And through offering.
人的感恩，神领受了。
God accept people's thanksgiving.
神就会更祝福献祭的人。
And God will even more so bless those who offered.
所以献祭就是感恩跟赎罪。
So making sacrifice means you atone for your sins and give thanks.
这两个是信仰生活的内容。
And that's the content of our life of faith.
但是这里特别提到一点。
Here especially mentioned.
在当时的会幕或者是以后的圣殿里面。
In the tabernacle and the holy temples later on.
这个坛啊，献祭的坛啊，上面一定要有火。
The altar must have often have fire.
要常常烧的。
And always be burning.
通常我们 barbecue 烧烤烧到没有肉了那火都让它熄了，也没所谓
So for us, when we barbecue, when we run out of meat, we'll let the fire die down.
下次再烧，再起火。
We'll burn it next time and start a fire again.
但是圣殿里面的这个坛不能这样。
But the altar in the temple shouldn't be like that.
不管有没有人来献祭，那个火要继续烧着的。
Whether or not there's someone who's making offerings, it must be always burning.
因为这个代表随时都有人会来献祭。
It means that it's always on the standby for people to give sacrifice.
也代表说，我们这个信仰的内容就是赎罪跟感恩不能断。
It also tells us that the content of our faith, which is atoning for our sin and giving thanks, cannot stop.
这个信仰的坛呢，要一直有火在烧。
This altar of faith must have fire always burning.
这个敬拜、这个感恩、这个赎罪要一直在燃烧。
The worship, the atonement for sin, the praise must be always burning.
那以前的祭坛都在这个圣殿。
The altar before is always in the temple.
那今天我们也一个礼拜才去守安息日一次。
Today, us, we only go to the church once every week.
怎么可能每天都有敬拜的生活呢？
So then how can we have a life of worship every day?
唯一有可能的。
The only possible way.
就是我把这个祭坛带到你自己的家里。
is that you have to take this altar into your own household.
如果这个我们的信仰那个无形的祭坛只放在教会
，If we only take this invisible altar and have it only at the church,
这个就没有办法做到常常要燃烧了。
Then you cannot do to the point where you can have the fire always burning.
如果祭坛有在家里
，However, if you have the altar at your own household,
你家里有敬拜神的一个时间跟空间
，You have a time and space for worshiping God in your family.
这个就能够做到这一点了。
Then you can reach that point.
在主耶稣曾经讲过一句话。
In Lord Jesus Christ, He has once spoken.
我们看马太福音二十二章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 22.
三十二节。
22 verse 32.
马太福音二十二章的三十二节。
Matthew 22:32.
二十二章三十二节。
Matthew 22:32.
他说：“我是亚伯拉罕的神，以撒的神，雅各的神。”
32. I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob.
神不是死人的神，乃是活人的神。
God is not the God of the dead, but of the living.
这一句话在圣经里面出名。
This is a famous phrase in the Bible.
你问旧约每一个以色列百姓，他都知道他的神是谁的神。
If you ask the people in the Old Testament, all of them knows who this God is, who is God.
每一个人都知道，我的神就是亚伯拉罕的神，以撒的神，雅各的神。
All of them know that this is the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob.
为什么神特别强调我是他们三个的神呢？
Why did God stress that He is the God of those three people?
因为这三个人都曾经自己跟神建立了关系。
Because all these three people, they have personally established a relationship with God.
在列祖他们的时代，叫做族长时代。
In the ancestral times,
他们是人人都是祭司。
All of them, they are priests.
每一个人，每个家长，每个父亲都是一个祭司。
All the head of the house, all the father, they are the priest.
所以他们都自己跟神献祭。
So they also, they offer themselves to God.
跟神建立了关系。
They establish a relationship with God themselves.
得了神很大的祝福。
And they receive blessings from God.
那后来，选民的历史就进入了这个摩西律法时代。
And later on, the history of the chosen people entered to the time of Moses.
那在摩西律法时代，就只有亚伦的后代才是祭司。
In the time of Moses, only the descendants of Aaron they are the priests.
其他人不可能在家里自己筑一座坛来献祭。
The people themselves they cannot build an altar at your own house to make sacrifice.
这是违背律法的。
Because that's against the law.
但是要进入恩典时代。
Then we enter into the time, the period of grace.
因为主耶稣的保险。
Because the blood of Lord Jesus Christ,
让我们直接可以进到神的面前。
That we're able to enter right in front of God.
主耶稣的赦罪在我们身上得到，让我们洁净。
Through the remission of Lord Jesus' blood, we receive the remission of sin.
我们不用特只透过某一个人才能跟神建立关系。
We don't have to rely through another person in order to build a relationship with God.
所以进入这个恩典时代。
So in the time, the period of grace.
就是人人都是一个君尊的祭司的时代。
The time that everyone is a royal priest.
我们看彼得前书第二章。
Let's turn to First Peter chapter 2.
二章的九节。
First Peter chapter 2 verse 9.
彼得前书二章的九节。
First Peter chapter 2 verse 9.
唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民，要叫你们宣扬那召你们出黑暗入光奇妙光明者的美德。
Then, but you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, His own special people, that you may proclaim the praise of Him who called you out of darkness into His marvelous light.
这里彼得长老告诉教会。
Here, Elder Peter told the church.
整个教会啊，就是神所拣选的君尊的祭司。
The whole church is the royal priesthood chosen by God.
要引领人归向神。
They are to lead people to God.
好，那我们把这个东西，把这个观念。应用在我们家庭里面。
So if we use this concept and put it into our own household,
神的旨意是要再把这个祭坛拿到放到我们每个人的家庭。
God's will is for everyone to take that altar and bring it into our own household.
让家庭跟祭坛两样生活合在一起。
So that the family life and the family of offering on the altar is combined.
我们过去几天呢，应该大家都在放假。
Last few days, everyone had a vacation.
加拿大其实蛮看重家庭的。
Actually, Canada really had a great emphasis on family.
因为很多人移民到这个国家之后，发觉这边应酬比较少。
A lot of people when they immigrate here, they found that they don't have to go out a lot of times.
假期比较多。
They have a lot of vacation.
在放假的时候，外面都没有什么人。
And in vacation times, there's not a lot of people on the streets.
因为大家都在家里。
Because everyone's in their home household.
因为这个文化强调家庭。
Because this culture stresses on family.
因为西方的文化其实有基督教的基础。
Because Western culture or philosophy has the foundation in Christianity.
所以看重家庭。
So they emphasize on family.
其实家庭对一个人的影响很大。
So actually, family has a great influence on a person.
我们过去五天呢，办了学生联欢会。
In the last 5 days, we've been holding SSC.
有三十几个学生在教会住了五天。
30 some students, they live in the church for 5 days.
从五天的学习当中啊，学生们有很大的造就跟改变。
From these 5 days, the students are greatly edified, then they also have some transformations.
因为住在一起。
Because they've been living together.
生活在一起。
They live together.
一起听道理祷告。
They listen to the word together and they prayed.
很多孩子啊，心都软化了。
And many of the children, their hearts are softened.
祷告被圣灵感动。
In the prayer, they've been touched by the Holy Spirit.
我们想想，只是五天而已。
We think about it, that's only 5 days.
但是一个家庭给人的不是只有五天。
But within a family, it's just not 5 days.
从小，从 baby 婴孩到一个成人。
From young, ever since you're a baby until the time of adulthood.
有十几二十年的时间。
There's more than 2 decades.
而家庭对人的影响非常的大。
And the influence of family on the person is great.
一个孩子以后长大变成什么的人？
What kind of person that child will turn out?
他的家庭决定了绝大部分的因素。
The family had a great impact.
有一些人长大变很暴力。
Some people when they grow up, they become very violent.
为什么很暴力？
How come?
很可能是小时候他父亲对他很暴力。
Very likely that at a young age, his father was very violent to him.
他父亲不懂得怎么爱他。
Maybe the father did not know how to love the child.
从小就是虐待啊，毒打啊。
They always beat on the child.
或是被其他兄弟姐妹打。
Or they've been beaten or bullied by the siblings.
他在一个很暴力的环境长大。
He lived in a very violent environment.
他长大就会变暴力。
When he grew up, he'll become a violent person.
一个小孩长在一个不幸福的家庭。
If a child grew up in a family that's not very happy.
父母吸毒的，那很有可能是他长大也会吸毒。
If the father takes, or if the parents take drugs, maybe when they grow up, they also do the same.
最近在美国纽约发生一件事情。
Recently in New York, something happened.
有一个人呢，很讨厌警察。
Someone that really hates the police.
就走进那个警察车旁边。
So he walked beside a police car.
就连续几枪就对着警察的头。杀死了两个警察。
And he shot at the police car and shot and killed two police.
后来呢，他走了没多远，也用枪来打死自己来自杀了。
And afterwards he walked away and he also took his own life.
对，这个是非常大的新闻。
That's a great news.
当警察是非常危险的。
So it's very dangerous to be a policeman.
然后那个嫌犯的妈妈就出来跟记者讲话，她说：“我非常非常对不起。”
And that person's mom, she stood out and apologized and said that I'm really sorry.
但是非常非常对不起也没有用啊。
But even though she was very sorry, there's no use.
你改变不了了。
You cannot change after the fact.
小时候没有教好。
When you did not teach them well when they're young.
小时候没有给他一个好的环境。
If you did not give them a good environment when they're young.
长大就是一个遗憾。
Then you have regrets when they grow up.
儿女的成长只有一次。
They can only grow up once, the children.
有时候我们在儿女很小的时候很忙。
Sometimes when they are very young, we are very busy.
没有什么空理他们。
We don't have time to take care of them.
或是理他们只关心他们的功课。
Or sometimes we only care about their homework.
比较少关心他们的人格。
That we don't really care about how their personality turned out to be.
或是他的信仰。
Or their faith.
长大之后呢，就很难改变了。
Then it's very hard for us to change after they are grown up.
所以圣经说要我们建立家庭的祭坛。
So the Bible teaches us to build a family altar.
为什么要这样建立家庭的祭坛呢？
Why do we need to build a family altar?
因为如果你在家里有祭坛的话，
Because when you have an altar in your family,
会对你的家庭有好处。
It will be great benefits to your family.
现在要维持一个家庭非常不容易。
Sometimes to maintain a family nowadays is very difficult.
不是只是为了赚钱。
It's not just to make money.
有时候夫妻之间的感情要维持很不容易。
Sometimes to maintain a relationship between husband and wife in the family is hard.
有时候要教儿女非常的难。
Sometimes to teach someone in to teach your children is hard.
外面的影响太大了。
There's great influence outside in the society.
他听的流行曲。
the popular music they listen to.
他看的电影。
The movies they see.
他外面介绍的文化。
And the culture that they adopted.
跟你头脑里面想的那一套是不一样的。
It's very different from what you're thinking in your own head.
跟你小时候被教的时候是不一样。
It's very different from what you've been taught.
有时候你觉得我跟我儿女是两个世界的人。
Sometimes you feel that you and your child are people from two different worlds.
那怎么教？
How can you teach them?
自己不会教。
You cannot teach them yourself.
但是如果你在家里建立了祭坛
However, if you build a family altar in your own household,
有神的力量来帮助教你的儿女
You have the power of God to teach your children.
这不一样
It's different.
夫妻之间也是一样
Even between the husband and wife.
有时候感情很难维持
Sometimes it's very hard to maintain such intimacy.
现在的人什么都有
Because nowadays people have everything.
但是婚姻非常难维持
But it's very hard for them to maintain their marriage.
在北美洲一半的婚姻五年之内都离婚收场。
In North America, within 5 years, half of marriage end up in divorce.
为什么什么都有，但是婚姻维持不到
？How come you live in the society of abundance that they will divorce?
因为现在的人的心没有办法。
Because the people's heart is very hard to maintain a relationship.
现在人的心很硬。
People's heart is hard.
但是如果你家里有祭坛。
But if you have a family altar,
有了祭坛就可以对付我们的罪的问题。
And you have the altar to resolve the problem of our sins.
人一切的问题都是里面的罪性。
All the problems that men have is the sin within our hearts.
所以在家里建立了祭坛。
So if you have a family altar,
靠着神的力量来对付我们的罪性。
Through the power of God, you have something against the sin.
夫妻感情会好。
Then the relationship between husband and wife will be good.
家里有祭坛。
When you have the family altar,
让神的道来帮助你的儿女。
You let the word of God to help your children.
对付他越来越成熟的罪性。
To help against its the sins, the sinful nature within them.
用神的话把那个个性不好的部分拿走。
Using the word of God to remove the bad characteristics in their hearts.
把它善良的部分放大。
And to enlarge the good parts within them.
所以在家庭如果能够建立的祭坛，会对你的家庭有非常大的好处。
Therefore, if you have a family altar, it's very great benefits to your family.
还有，你会得到神更大的祝福。
And also, you receive great blessings from God.
因为献祭本来就是会蒙福的。
Because when you give offerings, you will receive blessings.
对，这个是一个恩典的时代。
So now it's the time of grace.
既然我们教会是被拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭司。
So if our church is the chosen people, when we have this royal priesthood.
每一个父母回到家。就应该做你儿女的祭司的角色。
Then every parent, when you go home, you should become the priest to your children.
带领整个家来敬拜神。
To lead a whole household to worship God.
所谓的家庭祭坛。
The family altar that we talked about.
就是一家人在一个特定的时间可以一起做灵修、敬拜、颂赞、感谢的动作。
Amen. That just within the particular time for the family, the whole household could do the actions of worshiping, praising God, praying, and spiritual cultivation.
这种的这种敬拜啊，是跟在教会效果是不一样的。
Such a worshiping has a different effect than worshiping in the church.
会有对下一代有很大的影响。
It will have great influence to your next generation.
曾经有一个信徒，他在家里家庭祭坛建立了很久。
There was a believer. He had established the family altar for a long time.
都有自己家庭的家庭聚会。
They always have their own family service.
那孩子长大了。
When the child grew up.
去读大学了。
The child went on to university.
有一次放假就回家。
Went on the vacation and they returned home.
那回家了，其中有一天，爸爸就说：“那我们再来一起做家庭的分享。”
And the dad said, "Let's once again have this family sharing."
读经啊，祷告。
Let's read the Bible and pray.
然后再分享。
And then we share.
那问他儿子。
Then he asked the son.
你去了大学外面住了读书了，最怀念这个家庭的是什么？
He said that after you went out to be independent in university, what do you remember? What would you miss the most?
儿子想一想。
The son said.
他说我最怀念就是这种时刻，就是一家可以聚在一起。
The son reflected and said, I miss the part where we can all gather together.
分享神。
To share of God.
分享信仰。
To share of the faith.
所以这个是个很美好的时刻。
So it's a wonderful time.
尤其是现在刚刚学生灵会结束。
Especially after winter SSC just ended.
我们看耶利米书的第四章。
Let's turn to Jeremiah chapter 4.
耶利米书的第四章。
Jeremiah chapter 4.
第三节
Jeremiah chapter 4 verse 3
四章的第三节。
Jeremiah chapter 4 verse 3.
耶和华对犹大和耶路撒冷人如此说，要开垦你们的荒地，不要撒种在荆棘中。
Chapter 4 verse 3. For thus says the Lord, the man of Judah and Jerusalem, break up your fallow ground and do not sow among thorns.
荒地就是那个没有人耕的地。
Fallow ground is the ground that nobody sows.
很硬的。
It's very hard.
很多荆棘的。
There's a lot of thorns.
我们人的心呢，有时候就是好像荒地一样。
Our heart sometimes is like the fallow ground.
但是如果你长期亲近神，
But if you always draw close to God,
常常祷告，
If you always pray,
你的心呢就会软，
Then your heart will be softened.
好像下完雨一样，
Just like after the rain.
下完雨之后，那个土很软，很容易可以翻土。
After the rain, the ground is very soft. You can break it up easily.
很容易把那些荆棘啊、杂草啊拔掉。
It's easy to remove the thorns and the weeds.
我们这样，孩子们在教会一个礼拜啊。
Our children have been in the church for the past few days.
他们祷告了五天了，有不一样的感觉。
They pray for 5 days. They really felt the difference.
有一些刚进来的时候，整个脸都不开心的。
So before they entered, some of them had really not so happy faces.
因为有一些是被逼着来的。
Because some of them were forced.
不想来，但是父母替他报名，逼着来的。
They didn't want to come, but the parents signed up for them.
有一些那个脸呢，就是很像打电动的这样。
Some of them had a video game face.
因为他们整没得打电动。
Because they cannot play anymore.
在家每天打几个小时。
Because when they're at home, they can play for a couple hours.
电动打得多，那个脸真的是打像打电动。
And when you play a lot of games, you have this video game face.
但是祷告读经一个礼拜之后。
But after they pray, they read the Bible for a week.
你看小孩子的每个脸呢都软化了。
If you look at their face, all their face, it's softened.
所以，如果你是家长的话，现在把孩子接回去，你再有一次机会来改变他们。
So for the parents, when you took them home, you still have one more opportunity to help them to change.
你可能说，哎呦，我昨天晚上接回去了，就有不一样。
Because when you brought them back yesterday night, you felt the difference.
有人一开始就说，哇，孩子一起来就自己要祷告。
Some of them discovered that the kids, when they wake up, they want to pray.
有一个小孩子早上一起来就说，我要读圣经。
Some of the kids, when they go home, they say, I want to read the Bible in the morning.
这个就是一个，你有一个机会再来改变他。
So now you have an opportunity to change them.
但是呢，如果你不建立家庭祭坛的话，这个大概要效大概一个礼拜。
However, if you don't really help them and build the family altar, the effect only lasts for a week.
很快就会消失了。
It will dissipate really fast.
那怎么可以维持？
So how do we maintain such?
就是你要在家里建立祭坛。
You must build a family altar.
好，那我们怎么样来建立家庭祭坛？
How do we build a family altar?
有几点我们要特别留意。
There's a few points that we have to know.
第一呢，夫妻要先同心。
First of all, the husband and wife must have the same spirit.
我们看阿摩斯书。
Let's turn to the book of Amos.
第三章。
Amos chapter 3.
第三节。
Chapter 3, verse 3.
阿摩斯书的三章三节。
Amos chapter 3, verse 3.
三章的第三节。
Amos chapter 3, verse 3.
二人若不同心，岂能同行呢？
They can two walk together unless they are agreed.
这是一个最简单的道理。
That's the simplest teaching.
你两个人如果不同心的话，怎么一起走路呢？
If two of you cannot agree or have the same hearts, how can you even walk together?
这是一个很关键的原因呢。
There's a very important reason behind it.
这个二人可以代表很多人。
These two people can represent a lot of people.
你两个人就一起约好去逛街。
If two of you agree to go on shopping together.
先讲好我们今天去哪里。
You have to first agree where do you want to shop.
不然一个去东一个去西就逛不成。
If you one of them want to go west, the other one go east, then it's hard.
两个人可以是同事。
These two could be the co-workers.
也可以是同工，教会的同工。
Could be the co-workers in the church.
也可以是兄弟姐妹。
Could be the siblings.
但是更重要的，这两个人是谁？
Even more important, who are these two people?
这两个人是每天住到一个房子，睡在一张床，一起吃饭，一起生活的夫妻。
These two can represent the two that live together, that eat together, that sleep together, the husband and wife.
我们有讲到说，现代的婚姻呢，一半以上都是离婚收场。
Now we just said that half of marriage end up in divorce.
没有错，现在在外面引诱很多。
True that there's a lot of temptation outside.
但是这个不是最主要的原因。
But that's not the most important reason.
这夫妻的关系不好，最主要是两个人的观念很不一样。
The reason that they will break up because they have very different concept.
在法律上来说，这个 irreconcilable differences 就不能修复的不同。
So within the law, the reasoning is that this is unreconcilable and differences in your opinions.
想法太不一样了。
Their thoughts is so different.
想法观念不一样，生活在一起就很痛苦。
Their thoughts and their mind is so different. When they live together, just a lot of pain.
对钱的观念不一样。
Their concept of money is different.
对人生的观念不一样。
The concept of life is different.
对儿女的关系不一样。
The concept of how they teach the children is different.
所以两个人的观念要一样，生活在一起才会。容易才会幸福。
It is only when the two have the same mindset they will be able to live together happily.
那么这里说两个人不同心怎么同行呢？
Here it says, how can two walk together unless they are agreed?
如果你真的想要得到神的祝福，
If you truly want to be blessed by God,
想要在家里建立一个祭坛来敬拜神。
To build a family altar in your family, in your household to worship God,
两夫妻一定要好好祷告。
The husband and wife must pray a lot.
慎重为这件事祷告。
You especially pray for this thing.
我们真的很需要。
We really need it.
我们的儿女需要神的祝福。
Our children really need the blessing of God.
家里的信仰是要复兴啊。
We have to revitalize the faith within the family.
两夫妻要同心，要答应，一定要这样做。
The husband and wife must agree together to do such.
不然的话，太太想说，哦，建立家庭的祭坛。
Or else if the wife says, I want to build a family altar.
丈夫说，哎呀，不用了，每个礼拜都去教会了，还在家里，还要弄什么？
Then the husband said, oh, there's no need. You always go to church on Sabbath. There's no need to do it every day.
啊，或者是想要家庭聚会，另外一个是说，书都还没有读好，聚什么会？
Or if someone wants them to go to family service, the other one says, they need to study. If they don't study, how can they go?
这个就是观念很不一样。
That means that they have very different concept.
夫妻不同心就没办法走。
If the husband and wife have a different mindset, it's hard to do.
所以两夫妻要先为这个事祷告。
So the husband and wife must pray for it together.
为了自己。
For themselves.
为了儿女。
For their children.
我需要在家里建立祭坛。
That we need to build this family altar within the household.
啊，那自己要先做一些改变。
And you yourself have to make some changes.
还有一些牺牲。
And you have to make sacrifices.
我们看马太福音。
Let's turn to Matthew.
马太福音的十六章。
Matthew chapter 16.
马太福音十六章。
Matthew 16.
二十四节。
16:24.
马太福音的十六章的二十四节。
Matthew 16:24.
十六章二十四节。
Matthew 16:24.
于是耶稣对门徒说：“若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我。”
24. Then Jesus said to his disciples, "If anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me."
主耶稣跟门徒说了：“如果你要跟从我的话，要怎么做呢？”
Lord Jesus said to his disciples, "What are you supposed to do if you were to follow me?"
今天父母要自己跟从神，儿女才会跟着你去跟从神。
Today, if the parents want their children to follow God, they themselves must follow God so that their children could follow them to follow God.
你自己不好好跟从神,
if you yourself did not follow God,
儿女怎么会自己跟从神呢?
How can your children follow God themselves?
那主耶稣说了, 你要跟从我, 你要做什么?
Here, Lord Jesus says, you want to follow me, you must do such.
你要舍己。
You had to offer yourself.
什么叫舍己?
What does it mean you had to deny yourself?
舍己就是舍弃自己原来有的观念。
Denying yourself means you had to deny your original concept.
我们本来都有世界的观念。
We all have the concept that we gain from the world.
在每天生活在世界当中。
Because we live in this world.
世界告诉你什么叫成功。
This world tells you what's the concept of success.
世界告诉你拥有越多越成功。
The world tells you the more you own, you possess, you are more successful.
世界告诉你人生要追求享乐。
The world tells you you have to pursue the enjoyment of life.
世界告诉你你要顺着你的意志而行。
The world tells you you have to follow your own instinct.
这个都是世界的观念。
That's the concept in the world.
是人以为好的。
That what man thought is good.
但是你要建立家庭祭坛。
But if you want to build a family altar,
父母本身要先立志，我要舍己。
The parents they themselves had to make the determination to deny themselves.
献祭本来就是把本来有的要拿出来啊。
When you make sacrifice, when offerings, you have to give what you already have.
烧了就没有了。
After you burn it, you don't have it no more.
如果父母不没有那个立志要舍己，很难建立这个家庭祭坛。
If the parents do not have the determination to deny to offer themselves, it's very hard to build the altar.
其实往往啊，父母本身开始舍己改变了，儿女就会开始改变。
Very often when the parents they start to deny themselves and they change, the children start to change.
父母愿意改变一下观念了，孩子马上改变。
When the parents are willing to change their own mindsets and the children's mindset can be changed.
父母愿意改变一下你本来跟儿女的沟通的方法，孩子的反应马上就会看得出来。
And when the parents they are willing to change the way you communicate to your children, the children's you can see it immediately in the results.
父母如果愿意承认我不是完美的人，那 马上神就会帮助你变得更完美。
If the parents are willing to admit to God that I am not perfect, then God can make you perfect.
属灵上是你要先舍去，你才会得到。
Spiritually, you need to first of all deny and sacrifice before you receive.
所以祭坛呢，是要我们舍去我们本来有的旧的不好的观念跟习惯。
So family altar means that first of all we had to deny and take out all the concepts, mindsets that were originally not good.
那如果夫妻已经好了，经过祷告，同心的决定，我们要在家里实行家庭祭坛。
So now, if the husband and wife have been agreed and they have prayed and agreed to establish the family altar,
那我们就要确定有定时、定点，还有固定的人。
They had to determine for themselves the time, the space, and who is to attend.
既然定点呢，这个点当然就是家庭聚会了。
If they have set up the location, it's within the family.
这个家庭聚会并不是说啊，在你家，然后很多人去你家那种家庭聚会。
This kind of family service is not where the ones that you invite everyone to your house.
这种家庭聚会是只有你自己一家的家庭聚会。
This family service is only within your own household.
因为你的家人要分享。
That you share among the family members.
好了，那再来的时间呢
？And what about the time?
时间也不用。很密，你不用说啊，每天都有，那也太累，也做不到。
The time you don't have to say I have to do it every day. It's very difficult to accomplish.
你可以决定看你的时间，一个礼拜一次就好。
Depending on your own time, you can say once per week.
我们总共就是花30分钟。
And that every time we spend 30 minutes.
有定点跟定时了，大家约定好了，就无论你再怎么忙，那个时候都要放出来做家庭聚会。
Once you have the location and time set, you have to set aside all the other times for it to happen.
当然，这个人员就是你自己在家的人了。
And the people attending, of course, your own household.
啊，有人就说了，那家庭祭坛要做什么呢？
And some people will ask, what do I do within this family altar?
就看你的儿女的年龄层。
It really depends on your children's age group.
如果你儿女是婴孩。
If your children are in their infancy,
那他的工作，婴孩的工作就是哭跟笑跟闹而已嘛。
Their job is to cry, to laugh, and to talk.
他的工作就是可爱。
And being cute, that's their job.
那我们就也没有办法，真的很长的家庭聚会。
So we can't really have long family after service.
每天你还抱着宝宝啊，跟他讲话，然后两夫妻一起陪宝宝祷告。
You can still take your infant and to talk with them and to pray together with them.
很短的，做一个祷告。
You can do a very short prayer.
啊，这样子从小就有个习惯。
And when you have this habits from young.
啊，我听过一些姐妹的见证。
I heard some testimonies from some sisters.
姐妹，她怀孕的时候都在教会。
The sisters, and when they are pregnant, they are in church.
从肚子里面就听祷告的声音。
And even in while the baby is still in their tummy, they will listen to the song prayer.
妈妈也很爱祷告。
And the mom really likes to pray.
妈妈被圣灵充满。
And the mom is filled by the Holy Spirit.
所以说 baby 之后生了出来。
So after the baby comes out.
有时候啊，哭啊闹啊，什么都没有办法的时候。
When there's nothing that could calm them when they're crying.
哎，两夫妻一跪下来祷告，那个祷告的灵言声音，马上 baby 就安静。
When the two parents started pray, the sound of praying in tongue really calmed down the baby.
所以啊，这 baby 很小的时候就是这样，两夫妻一起抱着 baby 祷告赞美。
So that's how you can take your baby and pray with them.
啊，这个就是家庭的祭坛。
That is a family altar.
啊，那孩子再长大一点。
If the child grew up a little bit more.
然后到会讲话的时候。
To the time that they can talk.
哦，第一件事情就是每天要晚上要陪他讲圣经故事。
Then the first thing that you have to do is every night you have to spend time with them to talk about Bible stories.
不要只讲那些迪士尼的啦，那个什么公主啊，那些啊，那些没有什么用，没有什么意义。
Don't always talk about the Disney stories about the prince and the princesses. It's meaningless.
当他懂事了，会讲话了。
When they know a little bit more, then when they are able to talk.
会听故事了，你就讲一些短短的圣经故事。
When they can understand your words, you talk about small Bible stories.
然后呢，就训练他。背主导文。
Then you can train them to recite the Lord's Prayer.
小孩子的记性慢慢的发展。
And as their memory capacity grows.
要陪他训练主导文。
You have to train them to recite the Lord's Prayer.
还可以训练好几种语言。
You can also train them to do a lot of languages.
我们在座的都是语言高手啊，都不同的文化来的，至少都两三种语言。
All of us are, most of us are bilingual or trilingual.
训练他背主导文。
You can train them to recite the Lord's Prayer.
上了小学
when they are in elementary,
家庭聚会的时候就可以唱诗。
And in the family service, you can sing hymns.
一开始当然可以爸爸主领或者是妈妈主领。
And in the beginning, maybe the father or mother could lead.
然后一起读一篇圣经。
And you can read a passage in the Bible.
啊，来看看小朋友有没有什么问题。
And ask the children to see if they have any questions.
好，分享一下这个礼拜有没有遇到什么困难。
And to share whether or not you have faced any troubles.
有没有需要爸爸妈妈帮你祷告的，或者是兄弟姐妹帮你祷告的。
Is there anything that you need the parents or the siblings to pray for you?
还有在这个家庭聚会当中，最好能够训练到至少有一次，父母要先带领悟性祷告。
And also within this family service, it's also good for the parents to train at least once that they could make a prayer in understanding.
悟性祷告其实很重要。
Prayer in understanding is actually very important.
尤其是对小孩子，还有还没有得圣灵的，还有慕道者。
It's especially very important for the children, those people who haven't received the Holy Spirit and the truth seekers.
我们教会又没有圣灵啊，所以比较看重圣灵祷告。
Because our church have the abundance of the Holy Spirit, we emphasize on praying in tongues.
但是我们教会比较少看重悟性祷告。
Our church didn't place a great emphasis on the praying and understanding.
其实悟性祷告很重要。
But actually, it is very important.
但是有时候我们弟兄姐妹一听了，哎呀，祷告啊，不要叫我，哎，叫他，传道你来。
But often when we ask the brothers and sisters to lead a prayer understanding, they always ask the preacher.
他说：“哎呀，临时要祷告没准备啊，你要告诉我一个礼拜之前要告诉我。”
They will say that I don't have any preparation. You have to tell me a week earlier.
为什么祷告要一个礼拜前要告诉你？怎么样？那么久
？Why do you need?
你平常没有祷告吗？没有在想吗
？So why do you need to have a year, a week ahead of time to prepare? Don't you have preparations in your daily life?
有些还要写稿。
Some people write a script.
但是一开始当然可以写稿。
Of course, in the beginning, you write a script.
这次学生灵恩会，我看很多小朋友都出来带领谢帆悟性祷告，都讲得很好。
In this SSC, a lot of students they come out and they led the prayer understanding.
都不害羞啊。
They are not shy.
当然，他们有看稿。
Of course, they look at the script.
在家里轮流聚会的时候，训练用悟性祷告。
But when in your own household, you can train each other to pray in understanding.
最后祷告的时候，结束再用一跪下来用圣灵祷告。
And then afterwards, we can all kneel down and pray in tongues.
再大一点呢？如果你孩子已经中学了。
And when they grow even more, when they're in high school.
读完圣经之后还可以分享一下。
After they read the Bible, they themselves can share.
一些社会上的新闻。
You can share the news in the society.
你读到这个新闻呢？你对信仰有什么看法呢？
And when you read this news, how do you reflect it based on your faith?
像现在那个报纸上写了啊，同性恋加拿大是合法的。
Just now the maybe in the newspaper it says same-sex marriage have been legalized in Canada.
那么你们年轻人在学校里面有没有朋友是 gay 的呢？
Do you have any friends in your school that are gay?
有，哇，谁也是 gay 的，那也是 gay 的。
Then they'll say, oh, I know this and that.
哦，有啊，那么你觉得怎么样？
Then you ask them how do you feel?
让他们讲一讲。
And you ask them to speak their opinions.
再用圣经的话把正确的观念告诉他们。
And through the word of the Bible, you give them the correct concept.
我们不会看不起别人。
We do not look down on other people.
我们也不批评别人。
We don't criticize them.
但是我们知道这个行为本身呢是不合乎圣经的。
But we understand that the behavior itself is not biblical.
他不是神的儿女。
They are not the children of God.
你是神的儿女。
But you are the children of God.
我们跟别人是不一样的。
We are different from them.
这样就可以分享一些生活的，还有社会的一些新闻。
And in this way, you can share news that's happening in the society.
把它带到信仰里面。
And you bring them into the faith.
常常讲。
You often say it.
常常分享。
You often share.
我们看那个《生命记》。
Let's turn to Deuteronomy.
《生命记》第六章。
Deuteronomy chapter 6.
第六节
Deuteronomy chapter 6 verse 6
生命记的六章的六节
Deuteronomy 6:6
我今日所吩咐你的话都要记在心上你要殷勤教训你的儿女无论你坐在家里行在路上躺下起来都要谈论
6 and these words which I command you today shall be in your hearts. You shall teach them diligently to your children and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, and when you rise up.
也要系在手上为记号，戴上额上为经文。
You shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes.
又要写在你房屋的门框上，并你的城门上。
You shall write them on the doorposts of your household and your gate.
犹太人的宗教教育为什么那么成功？
Why is the religious education of the Jewish people so successful?
他们曾经被灭国，经历两千年差不多。
They've been annihilated and then 2,000 years passed by.
但是没有从今这个时间当中没有忘记自己的文化、文字还有宗教。
But in this time, they never forgot about their religion, their language and their culture.
啊，我们知道人类学家研究人类其中一个文明啊，如果王国超过五百年的，基本上不太可能再维持住。
There's studies or findings that after a nation has been wiped out, they will be completely gone or assimilated after 500 years.
语言啊，文化、宗教啊，都会被同化。
The language, the culture, the religion will be assimilated.
但是为什么犹太人去到哪里，他的文化没有被同化？
But why is it that when the Jewish people, no matter where they go, they have not been assimilated?
宗教没有被同化。
That their religions have not been assimilated.
全世界都有犹太人。
There's Jewish people all over the world.
他们生意做很成功。
They are very successful business people.
孩子很聪明。
Their children are smart.
但是你要去改变他们的宗教，不可能。
But if you want to change their religion, impossible.
因为他们家庭每一个家庭都有祭坛。
Because in all of their household there is a family altar.
他们的宗教、他们的信仰就是生活的一部分。
Their religion, their faith is part of their life.
所以今天我们用这种观念去想我们的信仰。
So today, using this concept, we think about our own faith.
现在神把孩子交在我们的手中。
Now God has give you your children.
大概只有十几年的时间，你可以。慢慢的塑造他，还有带领他。
You have only 10+ years to mold them, to guide them.
等到他上了大学了，你就很难做其他很大的改变了。
By the time they go to university, it's very hard to make drastic changes.
所以，只有这个时候。
That's the only time you have.
儿女长大也只有一次。
They can only grow up once.
赚钱的机会一辈子都有。
You have your whole life to make a living, to make money.
要实行你的理想工作啊，怎么样？一辈子都有机会。
To fulfill your dreams, your ambitions, you have your whole life.
但是孩子在我们的手中的成长也只有这一次。
But the children in your hand, they only grow up once.
所以啊，求主耶稣帮助我们。
So we ask Lord Jesus to help us.
让我们每一个弟兄姐妹都看重建立家庭的祭坛。
So all of the brothers and sisters, they emphasize family altar.
每天陪儿女一起祷告。
Every day you pray with your children.
分享一下信仰。
You share your faith.
一个礼拜一次，或是定期做一次家庭的自己家的家庭聚会。
And every week you set up a family service.
如果你第一次不晓得怎么做，你可以跟传道、执事或者是负责人联络。我们可以去来。去你们家陪你们做一次。
And if you're not sure how you can conduct the family service, you can contact the preachers, the deacons, the church council members, and we'll be with you to help you.
这个做下去是有很正面的效果的。
If you continue and keep this up, it will have very positive impact.
祭坛的火要常常烧着。
The fire on the altar must be always burning.
神的恩典才会一直下来。
Then God's grace will always be showering upon you.
我们唱诗339首。
Let's sing hymn 339.